We turn now to the California gubernatorial recall, which takes place in 5 days. Republican frontrunner Arnold Schwarzenegger is back in the news today, but not in any way he'd like to be. The LA Times has a big story that may affect his bid to become governor of California. Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates is here to discuss it with me, and I guess Arnold's had something to say about this in the past few minutes.
He did. This is bad news for Arnold's campaign, Alex. According to the Times story, which was the result of a long and careful investigation, six women claim on separate accounts over the years, ranging from the 1970s through 2000, that Schwarzenegger groped them, fondled their breasts or their buttocks. And initially, his campaign denied it vehemently. Then, a few moments ago, before a big crowd of supporters in San Diego, Arnold admitted he has, in his words, behaved badly toward women in the past. Here's a bit of that speech.
And so what I want to say to you is that, yes, that I have behaved badly sometimes. Yes, it is true that I was on rowdy movie sets, and I have done things that were not right, which I thought then was playful, but now I recognize that I have offended people. And that those people that I have offended, I want to say to them, I am deeply sorry about that, and I apologize, because this is not what I tried to do.
So that's an extraordinarily frank admission by someone coming out after these allegations. His aides had originally suggested, oh, this is all dirt being thrown up by political opponents.
Yeah, originally they'd said that, you know, basically Governor Gray Davis, who is known as the king of negative campaigning, was probably behind some of that, instigating some of that. But that turned out not to be the case. Besides that, this has echoes of another time. You remember there were women from Paula Jones to Juanita Broderick who both accused Bill Clinton, while he was a sitting president, of improper sexual advances. In Broderick's case, of rape, and his public approval ratings remained, much to the fury of the Republicans, in high. Bebich says there's a reason why Clinton was able to pull this off.
I think that we can learn from the fact that although Bill Clinton had similar questions raised about his behavior, we liked him. He was elected president. He was re-elected president. And the voters cut him a lot of slack. And I think that this is a sort of a parallel situation to the Schwarzenegger charges. We have become more tolerant of our public officials if they do their job.
Now, Bebich is a veteran political analyst who's seen scores of California elections, and she says Gray Davis doesn't have the luxury that Arnold does because voters don't think he's doing a good job.
Well, here he has come out and responded to these charges. I guess this is the strategy that his people have devised, or he himself has devised, to try to get over this by the time of the election.
Yeah, and Bebich says that there's one smart thing that they can do. She mentioned Lanny Davis, who was President Clinton's counsel during some of the scandals, and this was his advice.
Harking back to Bill Clinton, Lanny Davis, his counsel, wrote a book, and the title was Tell It All, Tell It Early, and Tell It Yourself. And that's the way the Schwarzenegger campaign needs to proceed.
Well, that's pretty interesting. Shirley Jeffy Bebich, the political analyst, Karen. And on they go with this campaign.
Yep, and there will be more to come. Stay tuned.
All right, thanks very much. Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates.